Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Mr. Carlton Holland talks with his daughter, Crystal Holland, and his wife, Bernice Holland. Mr. Holland and his wife met in Massachusetts during World War II, where he was discharged and she was a USO entertainer. Today, in anticipation of the Romare Bearden, a Black Odyssey exhibition, opening October 13th at the Rinalda House, the Hollands share the history of their family's migration from Winston-Salem to Boston and back again.
Now, how did you convince this cosmopolitan woman from the Boston area to relocate back south?
You know, she loved my family. She loved my mother. Mm-hmm. My mother loved my wife from day one. She had good reason. My wife allowed me to relocate my family to the Boston area because, whether you know it, at one time, many years ago, the South was not really a nice place for Black folk to be, educated or not. And my wife consented to allow me to bring my whole family to Boston, including my nephews and nieces. Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the first, this was a niece, took her doctorate at Boston University. Another one took her master's at BU.
It's like our own Holland family version of the Great Migration.
Yeah, Great Migration North. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. The family has done well. They've worked well. They've educated themselves. They've supported themselves. And more important than anything else, they've supported each other, especially when they wanted to do something of note.
Well, I wanted to make sure we came full circle with why the Holland family, led by you and Mommy, came back from the Boston area. I was born in Boston, but I'm basically a Southern Belle because I grew up here outside of Winston-Salem. So why were you prompted to actually leave the place that had been so good to you and all of your family and come back south?
Boston schools, you know, when I went to Boston, when I met your mother, they were, what would you say, par excellence. But over the years, they began to go downhill.
So there was an educational opportunity that drove you to leave Winston, and then education brought you back.
Your mother and I, we just don't believe that anybody should play with our children's education. Don't play with the education of the Holland children. We will move on you.
True.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.